This is often the weekend that everyone's putting their Christmas lights up, their Christmas tree, and everyone's out on the roads together, plus the party. So it's a lot of things to keep in mind to stay safe.
Man. All right. Will you say some of the most common injuries that you all see related to the holidays come from heights,
yes,
from people falling?
Yes. So that's a combination of lots of things. Some people like to get out on their roof themselves to put their lights up, but also it's just hanging your decorations, getting up on the ladders. So lots of tips and tricks for that. Number one, please don't use furniture or things that are not ladders, and check your ladders. Don't use rolling pieces of equipment. I'm not even kidding. Last week we had a lovely gentleman who was trying to hang something and was using a like a wheelbarrow or like a little rolling thing for his kiddo, and stood up on it, went back and broke his hip. So in real time, these things happen. When you're on your roofs, make sure that you have the appropriate footwear, equipment. Someone is out there to watch you. Do not hang anything by yourself. That's a huge one for hanging your decorations.
And do you typically see more men than ladies? Because we think we can do it all and it's fine. Because I'm sure someone in that example you
absolutely
gave, the son, the daughter, the wife, or the neighbor said, do you want some help? No, I'm good. I'm good.
So there is actually a lovely mix. So a lot of times with the falling from heights, it tends to be the men. They're the ones out chopping the tree. They're trying to put the star up, whatever it may be. The ladies, we see a lot of the other decorating injuries, like accidentally cutting themselves. So when you're opening those boxes or opening those packages, a lot of the cooking mistakes, you know, not using the correct oil whenever you're cooking the turkey, things like that. Pay attention to all of the manufacturing guidelines, really important, you know, in doing so. And also, a lot of us ladies love our pets. I love my babies, my fur babies, my two dogs and a cat. Put them up whenever you are doing your decorations because they want to be at your feet. Mom, what are you doing? And they will knock you off that stool. So you got to be careful with that.
That's a good, I've never really thought about that. But so I'm assuming that all of this is coming from real life stories.
Yes,
so.
Yes they are.
This is like real life Grey's Anatomy right here. Yeah. So yeah, that's a great tip.
Well, you mentioned cooking, and of course, we've got a time where a lot of folks will be cooking a turkey. They'll do it either the traditional way in the stove or deep frying it outside. Mm-hmm. Both come with their own dangers.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things I think people forget is over Thanksgiving, we tend to have a lot more food that you have sitting out and that you're not aware of. So be very conscientious of keeping the raw food, the turkey, the ham, the duck, whatever you're making, away from that food that needs to be cooked. Because any of your vegetables and fruits, we don't want them kind of mixing together. A lot of bacterial contamination can happen. And then also, again, manufacturing. So making sure those knives are nice and sharp, having all your cutting boards nice and clean, don't mix them up. A lot of little things that people forget about that are really, really important.
See, I don't think about any of that. This makes me just want to buy it.
The cooking of the turkey is very overwhelming, to your points that you gave. You can either overcook it like in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. One of the best scenes in a movie. Oh, what did she say? I think I put it in for too long. Or you undercook it,
right?
Overcook it or undercook it. In either way, it's not great.
Not great.
And you'll see it, and it just as a number on your system.
Yes. And I mean, I'm one of those people who loves those leftovers. But again, leaving those foods out that were either heated before serving them or if they were supposed to be cold, about 2 hours is really the line. Beyond 2 hours, you really start increasing that bacterial overgrowth. And again, we don't want to have a whole bunch of people with food poisoning in the hospital.
Right.
So be conscientious of that as well.
And checking your batteries and your carbon monoxide detectors. This is one for all year. Yes. I mean, this is a great reminder.
So I'm a big believer in one of the things that makes you remember to do things is to do it consistently the same time of year. So if Thanksgiving is your weekend to hang your lights, make it also your weekend to check your smoke detector and your carbon monoxide. This is the right time. And if you're cold and you're in your car trying to sort through all those boxes, if your car is running, put that garage door up. Huge.
Oh, man. Dr. Carrie Watson is the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center. We're just talking about common injuries that they will see there at the ED, especially this week of Thanksgiving as we head into Christmas and the New Year. Another reminder is to play it safe when we're outside, not necessarily hanging decorations, but after we've eaten all the food and we've enjoyed the decorations and the family is getting on your nerves, then you want to go outside to escape everyone, right? But even that comes with some dangerous situations.
Yes. So we are actually very lucky in our community because we have a lot lot of areas where people go out and play in the park. They're in the streets. We have Christmasville. We have all these things where you're outside, and we love go outside. But it gets dark early. We all know that. So wear that reflective clothing, bright clothing. If you are running in the morning, those headlights. We have a lot of pedestrians struck by vehicle. And let me tell you, the car always wins, guys. So please wear that stuff so people can see you.
That's not only in our highways, but it's also in our neighborhoods.
Yes.
That has come up numerous times before because, you know, you feel like you know your neighborhood, you know the roads, mm-hmm. but you don't know everyone's travel schedule. That's and right. So there was a close call recently in a neighborhood, and it was a slamming on the brakes, and it was not pretty. Thankfully, no one got hurt, but it was like, mm-hmm. they're not running on the right side of the road, no reflective gear. That's and right. at night, you're like, what? And yeah. to your point, the car's always going to win.
Yes. And the golf carts. You know, I love that we have a lot of people around in the different neighborhoods that use their golf carts. But again, make sure the lights are working. Make sure you're aware. And when it gets dark here, it is dark. So you have to, you know, take all those precautions.
So there's that. And drivers also need to learn to respect golf Absolutely. Carts and consider them as also a vehicle, as are scooters and bicycles and everything else. So
right.
just every mode of transportation.
And just also a good reminder, do not drink and drive under the influence, of course.
Absolutely.
That should be implied, but.
But, yes,
absolutely. We need to verbally say it.
We're going to give reminders, always.
For sure.
Yes.
Is there something that's ever happened during your time in the ED that you're like, well, this is a new one that has happened to you during the holiday season that you're like, I did not have this on my bingo card.
I mean, that is, that's actually hilarious. Oftentimes, it is the unusual kind of stories of someone stacking something to climb, or there's some sort of an explosion. A lot of the big brush fires that we have right now, where people are clearing land, or they're having bonfires. And those always are just heartbreaking because a fire just changes things so rapidly. So I would say usually it's, oh, well, that didn't go according to plan. Do not wear baggy clothes if you're ever putting any lighter fluid on your bonfire. If you're stacking things, be conscientious. Make sure you're not wearing flammable gear, because the most heartbreaking ones tend to be the fires whenever we have people coming in the house fires.
And that brings us to this too, just quickly. What's the difference, or what would some of the injuries be that you would need to go to an ER or ED versus urgent care?
Oh, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. So if there are any what we call hard signs of bleeding, so if the bleeding is really rapid, if you cut yourself, if it's constant and not stopping, if it was a fall from a height and you're concerned about any type of a major fracture, go to the emergency department. Things that you can do at the urgent care, now they can do laceration repairs that are small lacerations if there's not a major injury. They can do some splinting, like ankles, rolling your ankles. So if you are on that scooter, make sure you're wearing the helmet. And they can get those initial images. So as long as you're, you know, life or limb is typically what we say. If there's concern about life or limb, you're not breathing correctly, your altered mental status, something that you're concerned again with massive bleeding, go to the ED. But otherwise, we have a lot of urgent cares. And if you get an injury that needs to come to the hospital, guess what? They arrange for you to get to us. So we'll take care of you either way.
So you've got, what, three locations in the Piedmont family. You've
yes.
got Piedmont Rock Hill, Piedmont Fort Mill, and then you've got the Gold Hill
Correct.
Location as well. Wow. And I know all we've focused a lot of this morning is talking about adults, but children also fall into a lot of these same categories. And we know with kids, it seems everything is more heightened
yes.
when they get an injury, because then you're stressed as the parent or the caregiver and you're trying to console them.
Mm-hmm.
But when they've got like a broken arm or
right.
something, it's...
Well, you actually brought up a great point, which is being on the bicycles and scooters. So one of the things that I always try to tell people, if you are getting your kid one of those, like when the hoverboards were like huge, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, if you're getting one of those type of, you know, play instruments or things, make sure that you're getting a helmet.
Yes.
Get
yes.
the knee pads, get the elbow pads,
yeah.
do all the safety gear also, because you know that they're going to want to climb on that thing first and foremost,
yep.
and then they're on the ground. But then also batteries, making sure that it's age specific, avoiding the very, very small things that anyone under the age of 3 would want to put in their mouth. So choking hazards.
Or their nose or their ears.
Or their nose. That is a great point. Every year we get
Been
some beans up the nose.
Yeah.
Oh,
or
no.
like the little water beads. Yep. We ended up when Javon was about 3. Well, I didn't. He was
yeah.
with grandparents, but they had to rush him. And yeah. So all of that.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh,
yeah.
my goodness. Okay.
Never
well,
a dull moment.
We want you to enjoy the holiday season, but also just remember Do so in a safe manner. But that's right. If you do need help, of course, Piedmont Medical Center, they're going to open the doors and their arms and welcome you in and say, what can we do to make sure you're well so you can continue to celebrate the rest of the holiday season? Dr. Kerry Watson, always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for this great advice that you've passed along to us. She is the Trauma Medical Director at Piedmont Medical Center.